Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Today, get your thinking caps on. Today, let's get your pens and papers out because God has a word for us. We're going to go to Ephesians 1:13. And it says, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Other versions say you were sealed with the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. I love that. That means that the Holy Spirit is like a stamp of approval, that you are saved, that you are have a promise of God, that you are his chosen, you're adopted into his kingdom, you've inherited everything that God has for you. Remember that message? Remember all those messages that we've been talking about, that you're part of this kingdom mentality. You're part of this kingdom culture as it is. And that's who we are. But we can be a part of something and not carry the character of it. Have you ever noticed many times, I was just talking to some of the girls in my family, we are us, yours, mine, and ours is what our family is. Okay, so mom had Miranda, which some of you met last Thursday night. Didn't my sister do a good job on the PM? And then she had, my dad had Kim, you know my sissy Kim, she's around here running everything right now. And then she had, they got together and they had me and Luke, right? And so funny thing is in our family, growing up, we've always been like, well, that's the Larson side, that's the Cobra side. And you separate things, right? Like, well, that comes from that side and that comes from that side. But yet you're all family. Does that make sense? And sometimes I feel like we take on different characters, and sometimes the old nature wants to come into the new nature's family. The old nature is carried into. So now we've learned that we are chosen by God, that we have an inheritance, that we are part of a new kingdom. We are no longer part of the kingdom of this world, that we've been adopted in. We've been grafted into the family of God, right? You remember all these messages? And then now, here we are in this family, in this kingdom, inheriting some incredible things, but I still got trust issues. But I still don't know what the truth is. And I think God wants to deal with those things. So I'm gonna, today we're gonna dig into the word, and we're gonna look at what the word says about trust. We're gonna look at what the word says about truth and what it is, why it is, and who it is. Did you know that? Who it is. And you see, God has an answer for all of this. And sometimes we walk around in this world blind. We walk around in this world thinking that just because they say it on TV a million times, that's how it is. It's now forming our opinions because they're dulling down our senses. Did you know that that's actually their agenda, their plan, is to dull down our moral senses so that we just accept anything as it is? And God is saying, would you knock it off? Remember, you are now a part of a new kingdom. I need you to walk into this kingdom and be who it is I've called you to be. So I was reading this verse and I was reading it backwards. And I love how it does that. And so I'm going to read it backwards to you, okay? Now, it takes a really, you know, talented person to read this thing backwards. But here we go. The Holy Spirit of promise, we were sealed with. We have believed. Okay, so we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We have believed because we have believed in him also, the salvation of the gospel. The gospel is the good news. Remember, Pastor Dan just preached that. And that the truth of the word was heard. Listen to me. After, I love that. After you trusted in him. Ooh, wait a second. That means I have to trust first in order for me to understand what the truth is. I can't trust something and believe in something if I don't understand it as truth. And so we're going to dig into that. So what is the word of truth? Many times we can hear that, we read that throughout the Bible, and you go, what is the word of truth? Especially nowadays, I feel like the devil has done such a really good job to weave in so many things inside of even Christianity. There's a whole bunch of Christians out there walking around not full of any knowledge. There's a whole bunch of Christians out there that said, yes, I said yes to God, but I never really followed it up. I just read my Bible sometimes, and I go to church maybe once a month. But most of the time, I'm doing my own thing. I'm thinking my own thoughts. I'm reading the Bible every once in a while. And then when hell hits the fan, I run back to God and I go, why? And I feel like God is going, would you knock it off? Step it up and let's learn about each other so you can trust me, so you know the truth of my word, and that is your anchor, and so that you know that you don't have to be wavering when times and hard times hit. And so God is giving us a tool, and he needs us to trust. So let's go to 1 Thessalonians. What is the word of truth? 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget to thank God for the things that he blesses me with. Right there. Thanking God on a daily basis is something you need to add into your life. Even if you go to bed at night, you lay your head on the pillow and you're like, did I thank you for anything today? Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I breathed today. That today I'm still alive, putting my head on a pillow today. Lord, thank you, God, that you're going to get me through tomorrow. And thank you that today's a blessed day and tomorrow's going to be even more blessed. You see, begin to thank God without ceasing is what I believe that activates heaven. I believe it pleases heaven. I believe God is like, oh, here we go. They're recognizing me again. Oh, here we go. They're seeing the goodness that I want to pour out. The gospel of God is the good news of who Jesus is. And then you're recognizing it and you're thanking him for it. That means you're taking attention to what it is God's doing in your life. Because when you receive, listen to the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men. I don't know about you, but has anyone ever said things to you and you're like, that's just not right? Have you ever been in a conversation you're going, that doesn't bear witness with my soul? You know, and you try not to make a face. Do you ever do that? Because I do. I'm like, and I think, you know, am I making a face right now? Because I'm like, ugh, that's really the face I want to make. Like, no, you know? Watch your face. Fix your face. That's what my brother always says. Fix your face. Fix your face. And sometimes you're going to have to fix your face because the words of men are going to come in and they're going to cut you. And when they cut you, they break you down. You get sewn back up in that spot, but then they cut you again. And then their ways and their thoughts and their negativity. Have you ever been around someone who's negative all the time and you're like, oh, like I can't anymore? And it's because these are words of men. This is what pours out of all of us, girls. You can't just blame someone else. You do it too. I do it too. And so I believe God is saying to us, watch your words. If you're thanking me, you can't be complaining about something. So in this verse, he's saying, thank me without ceasing. Watch the words of men, but listen to what we have been teaching you. The word of God is what you've been hearing. And it says, you are welcome. You welcomed it. Not as the word of men, I love that, but as it is in truth, the word of God. I love that, which also effectively works in you who believe. How many believers do we have in this room? If you didn't raise your hand, that's okay. I'll give you an opportunity to know who Jesus is by the end of this message. But when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and be the Lord and Savior of your life, something incredible happens. You change from the inside out. The Holy Spirit comes and lives and dwells within you. You become a temple of the Holy Spirit. That means you are not your own any longer. You carry Jesus around everywhere you go. That means the word of truth, you have the power in it for it to come up out of you. So when you hear the words of men that want to cut you, the spirit man inside of you goes, no. Many times I've been in conversations like, no, I don't know what that is, but no, that's not truth. And I'll have to go to my scripture. I'll go get in my word and I'm like, wait, that's opposite of what the word says. Go compare what you're hearing to the word of God, because this is the truth that remains. This is your anchor. This is your answer. This is the truth for every Christian believer. So if you're in here today and you're going, but that's not my truth, then I would challenge you. Are you truly saved? Because the word of God says, he says, if you love me, check this out, you will keep my commandments. See, preachers aren't preaching this stuff anymore because it's not popular. But the reality is God is very serious about having a relationship with him. He's given us all the tools of the kingdom of heaven, which we learned about. And we learned just a piece of it because there's so much more. He's given us supernatural power. He's poured out upon us his spirit. He's given us every tool that we need to succeed in this life, but yet we walk around dull of hearing, so we're not hearing the truth of God's word. We walk around blind and not knowing where we're going. And then we wonder why we have trust issues. We wonder why the word isn't real to us. We wonder why when we read it, it's not alive. And we're not applying it to our lives. But God is saying, don't do that. He's saying, listen to the word of God, which you heard from us and you welcomed it. Girls, let's be girls that welcome the word of truth into our life. That when we read it, it jumps off the pages. When we read it, it gets into our heart. It doesn't mean we don't love those that don't follow the word, but it means that we hold our ground to the word. We compare everything against the word of God. Because when you compare it with what the world says or what the world's ideologies are, I'll tell you something, in 10 years that's going to change. Because they're flip-floppy. They change their directions all the time. They change their vision all the time. They're ran by the devil. Their thoughts are ran by the enemy. Their ways are ran by the enemy. So why would I follow that as a Christian? See, God is talking to his believers and he's saying, you need to understand the word of truth. And then it says, when we hear the truth of God, we believe it. We are living in the truth of God then. What are we calling truth? Is it an idea or is it a thought? Is it a scientific fact or is it based on what we think? Many times you can say, well, that happened to me, so it's truth for me. Well, is it? Or did you just allow it in your life? And so it became truth to you. Many times you can get a bad report about sickness, okay? And this has happened to me before. I remember when we went to Rhema. I got so sick. I was so, so sick. We had no insurance. We had nothing. We kept going to clinics and they were giving me the wrong things to do and it was just like hurting me worse. And I just remember, I have to get in faith. Here I'm going to faith Bible college and I'm like, I better get myself in faith. And so I just started praying and asking the Lord, what do I do? He told me, stop taking that medicine they're giving you. That helped. He told me, when you go home, I want you to call your mom, ask her to set up a meeting with your doctor at home. And so I called my mom, she set up a meeting, and I found out what was going on with me. It was wonderful, I got healed, it was so much better. But I mean, I was in pain for like a year. And I remember sitting there, and I remember being challenged in my heart. Do I believe God healed me? Because that's what his word says. Or do I believe that this is going to be a long-term issue for me and that I may not have kids, and because it was affecting all of my girl stuff and I was a mess. And my poor husband, I didn't know what was going on with me and I needed a miracle from God. And I in my heart said, no, I believe the word says that I'm healed by the stripes on the cross. So every day I got up and every day I was like, I'm healed by the stripes on the cross. I don't care what I feel like. I know that the word is true. And I was able to use it as an anchor in my life. When you understand the word of God and it becomes truth to your heart, even though your feelings and even though your circumstances around you seem to be fading away or not working the way that the word looks like they're working, it doesn't mean God's not moving. It doesn't mean the word isn't going to work. It doesn't mean that you haven't gotten your answer. It just means that you got to hold your ground. You got to put the word of truth out there in front of you. And you need to build your spirit man up. You need to stir yourself up. You need to start declaring what the truth is over that situation. And not much longer than that, I got healed. I was restored. I was able to have kids. God did a work inside of me. And I got to see the manifestation of the word of truth that I had read and I had believed in. You see, God wants to do that for you. He's not a respecter of persons. Truth, according to God's word, is actually based not on scientific facts or thoughts or any of that. It's based on who Jesus is. That's what truth is what Jesus says. And let's look this up in John 14:6. Turn with me to John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Right there, he declares who he is. Right there, it says he is truth. Let's go here, John 1:14. In the Amplified, ooh, I loved the way they said this, so I wrote it out for you guys, if you look on the screens. And the word, Christ, became flesh and lived among us. When he did not have to, girls, he did not have to do that, but he did. He became flesh. He came into the submission of humanity to know what we feel, to see what we feel, to hear what we feel, to experience what we experience. That's the God in heaven who loves you so much, sent his only son. That's big in that in itself. So truth came down from heaven to walk what we walk, to breathe what we breathe, to feel what we feel. You see, truth, that's truth. You tell me what other truth sacrificed everything for you, and then you can base your life off of it. But I don't know any other person or any other thing that has sacrificed everything so that you could know the truth of God's love and God's word. It's Jesus. His name is Jesus. Sorry, I get excited about that because it's so good. And it says, he became flesh, he lived among us. We actually saw his glory. His glory is the goodness of God. Glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son, our Father, the Son who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, who is full of grace. Ooh, remember what Pastor Deborah said about that? Grace is always coming at us and it's faith that catches it. I love that. And truth. That means God is pouring out truth and he's pouring out grace on us. What are we walking around like these hot messes then? Wait a second here. I need to be more confident in the word of God. I need to know what the word says so I can believe what the word says so I can stand on what the word says. You see, girls, I want to motivate you today. I want to inspire you today to pull your scripture out and begin to see what God's word says about you, your life, your children, your family, your husbands, your aunties, your uncles, the people in your world that you don't like that God says you have to love. How do I do that, God? How do I be that girl that you need me to be? Because I don't want to like them. How do I believe you for healing, God? Because I don't feel healed, God. How, God, do I ask you for the impossible? God, when I see nothing is possible, I'm discouraged and I'm depressed. Oh, but the truth of God's word says you're healed by the stripes on the cross. God says that he has come and that he can do anything and nothing is beyond him. That he is the God of infinity. He's the God that goes beyond what you can think, hope, dream, or imagine. That all things are possible with God. You see, you have to switch your thinking. And that's what truth is. So when your world looks like it's going to fall apart, what do you go back to? You go back to the truth of God's word. That's what he's saying. So when you first trusted in the truth, that's what Ephesians is talking about. When you first trusted in the truth, I love that. Jesus is the truth. He is the human form of this. He came back in a God form. John 16:12. So many scriptures on this. I had to pick just some. It says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. This is Jesus talking. I love when it's red letter in your Bible. You may not understand that, but when it's red letters, Jesus communicating with us. And it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. You're not left on this earth once he went to heaven. You're not left alone. The Holy Spirit is living and dwelling inside of us. He is giving us direction and guiding and leading us. He speaks through men and women. He uses us. You are his hands. You are his feet. You are the truth of God's word walking around the streets of San Bernardino and Redlands and Riverside and Rialto and Fontana and Highland. Girls, you carry Jesus everywhere you go, and you have been not just left on your own to just fend for yourself, but you've been left the truth of God's word because he loves you so much. And it says in verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. You are not left alone. What is God's truth telling you today? What is it you're needing from God today? What out of the word of God do you need to hear a scripture on? Because I'll tell you something, when my heart is broken, when I don't get it, when I don't understand why things are happening the way they are, I can get into this and go, oh, so they persecuted God too. Oh, wait, you know, Jesus was mistreated, but what was his response to those people? Oh, that was not my response to those people. And then I can repent and I could be more like Christ that day. When I'm not feeling good and I can feel the cold symptoms coming on. Have we had those experiences? I'll tell you right now, I've been doing that for probably about a month. It'll just come on. I'm like, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. You're not allowed to come near my body. I don't care what's happening. I got things to do for Jesus. I got things to do as a mama, and I'm not going to be taken down. And I just began to declare the word over myself. How many times we just give in? We just don't use the word on our behalf. We just kind of allow things to happen because, well, we just do. Because people get sick. And honestly, it's kind of nice because I get to watch a whole bunch of TV and not have to worry about my kids and my husband that day, right? Sometimes you know you're laughing because you know you feel the same way. I do debate that, like, But listen, God says, you are more than a conqueror. You know the truth of my word. So what are you declaring over yourself out of the word of God? You know, so many times I've heard it said, oh, it's a name it, blame it. You know, name it, claim it, people. Absolutely, 100%. I'm going to name the truth of God's word. I'm going to claim it over my life, and I'm going to take a hold of it. Because you know why? What a waste of being a Christian here on this earth if I don't use what God has given me as tools to bring that super into my natural and become supernatural. I cannot live a boring, mundane, no spiritual life. I refuse. I'm not going to be that girl. I'm not going to raise those kids. I'm not going to have that type of a church. You can go find them, but it's not going to be here at the Rock Church. I need you girls to understand that you are more than conquerors, that you have the truth of God's word at your hand and at your fingertips. And when the world wants to tell you, well, this is truth, you go, but not according to what God says. And I'm a daughter of the King, and so I can't accept your truth. I only can accept what the word of God says. They're going to say, well, then you don't accept me. And you know what you say? That's not true either. Love and approval are two different things. Many times, I love my husband, but I don't approve of how he acted that day when he didn't help me around the house or when he was crabby all day long, right? Or how about many times you love your kids, but you don't approve of anything they're doing in their life right now, right? It doesn't mean you don't love them. They're two separate things. I can love you, but I don't have to like you. And God is saying that. He's saying the truth will guide you. It will be your guide in your heart. It will be your guide how you lead your family. It will be your guide on where your standards of holiness stand. It will be your guide, and the righteousness of God will come up out of you, and you will just be unique. You'll be persecuted for it, though, girls. When you stand on the truth of God's word, you will not fit in. Are you ready for that? You go, no, I'm not. Don't be a wimpy Christian. We have too many of those around here. It's time for us to stop being wimps. It's time for us to take a stand for the truth of God's word because he died for it. Now it's our job to carry it out. It's our job to speak it and bring the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to others. And that is going to be through the truth of God's word. God's word is going to be offensive at times. Did you know that? It will be offensive. That's hard. Because you always want to be loving. You always want to be like that person everybody likes, right? You don't want to be the one that they're like, oh, stay away from her. She's like always like, you know, talking about the Bible. But God says, just speak the truth. Speak my truth in love. Pastor Dan had showed Kathy Lee Gifford's video this weekend. And I'll tell you, it brought tears to my eyes because here's a woman who sat on a stage that I'm sure that they were like, oh my goodness, cut her out. She's saying Jesus. Because anytime they say the name of Jesus, they cut you out. And she just went for it. I mean, every person that heard that can now stand before God and he will say, you are accountable to what you heard. You heard how to know me. You heard that I came for you. You heard that I loved you. She did her job. She accepted the truth and she spoke it. That's what God is asking of us as his girls. You see, our hearts are very important to God, and he wants our hearts to drink in his truth so that when something happens, that's what pours out is the truth of God's word. Truth is actually comforting. Things that are not true irk us. So when you, even though the truth may not be easy to hear, it's still a comforting feeling. You go, how can that be? You know, many times growing up, my mom, I remember one time I was working for someone and I guess I had taken on this person's, their demeanor. And I remember my mom pulling me in and she goes, listen, sit down. I need you to be aware of what you're doing, how you're acting, what you're saying. You've been around this person a lot and you're taking on their character. And I was like, I am? You know, you don't know. Things are subtle that you have no idea. And she goes, and at first I wanted to be like, ugh. I'm not acting like them, you know, but I was. And I said, well, how do I change? How do I fix this? She gave me some tips on like how to begin to recognize what I was doing and see where I was acting like that in different ways and maybe changing my circumstances with that person to where my boundaries were a little bit broader and not so close. And it helped. It freed my heart. And as I began to step back, I began to see, oh my goodness, I was saying those things. I was acting that way. It wasn't easy to hear the truth that day. But down the road, I was so glad I learned that lesson so that I could be who I needed to be and not be who somebody else was. You see, it's the truth that sometimes is going to irk our heart. It's not going to be comfortable, but it will always be comforting. It came from my mom, who loves me, who I know she's not going to hurt me or say something horrible. The Holy Spirit is coming and he's bringing the truth into our lives. And it's going to bring change into our lives. So get ready for it because he does that. But it also brings comfort in the midst of that change. And that's a good thing. That's not always a bad thing. Change sometimes is something we aren't comfortable with, but I believe it's necessary in the kingdom of God because God needs to do some new things inside of us. So then if I know the truth, I have to trust the truth. Trust is an issue. People have hurt you. You've been let down. You don't trust anyone. You don't trust circumstances. You don't trust the government. You don't trust nobody. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I have Verizon, right? Or Frontier, whatever they are now. And they tell me they're not going to charge me, and I don't trust them. Right? Because too many times I get the bill, and they charge me anyways. And then I got to call back and be on the phone literally all day long with people that didn't even know we had a conversation before. Can I get an amen from anyone? I mean, like, seriously, the worst customer service in the world. And that can bring you to hell. So you don't trust these companies. You don't trust the mortgage company that said, oh, you can get a modified loan. And then they said, never mind. And they put a foreclose on your house. That breaks trust down. You don't trust the husband who said, I'll do it for you, honey. Yes, I'll do it. And you're leaving the house first, and then he's going to do something for you, and he doesn't do it. And then you come home, and you're like, now we don't have dinner. Because you didn't do the one thing I asked, like turn on the crock pot. You're laughing because it's happened. But after watching This Is Us, I don't know if I'm using a crock pot anymore. That's just a little side note. If you watch that movie, it is good. And so, here you go. You don't trust anymore. So now you're going to go turn that crock pot on, not going to ask him anymore. And there's been this little thing inside of you like, I'm not going to even ask. And it starts to break down your trust. The problem with all of that is we leak that over into our relationship with God. So here's God, totally trustworthy, never let us down, never forsaken us, never left us, but yet we're reflecting our worldly relationships and distrust of relationships onto a God who does not deserve to be treated or untrusted. So then when he speaks the truth into our lives, we don't trust the truth because we got issues in our own hearts and we don't lean on him for understanding and we don't carry out what it is we're supposed to do. You see where the breakdown is? So until we understand to trust God, not based on what man or woman does to us here on this earth, because he's God, God alone. He's not to be equal with us. He is the one, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, our provider, Jehovah Sitkanu. Come on, girls, that's who he is. But yet we put him in this little category. And God is going, you got to stop. You got to begin to trust what my word says for yourself. Not because mama said it, not because daddy taught you that way, not because somebody in the pulpit is telling you that you got to trust. But girls, I want you to trust because you read the word of God, it gets into your heart, you believe it, you see the evidence of it, and then you can trust it. You see, God wants that relationship with us. So let's go there. How can we trust the things? How can we trust things when this world's such a mess? We have to only trust what the Word of God says. We don't have to trust anything in this world. You see, you can say, I don't have to trust what the government's going to do. I don't. I don't put all my hope in that. Never have and never will. I'll tell you, I've gotten both sides. When Obama was nominated. I got the woe me's, and then I got the woe me's when Trump was nominated. I'm like, everybody's just woe me all the time. Thank God I don't put my trust in the government. I put my trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. And I don't care what man is in that office. I'm going to pray for them because that's what I've been told to do by God. And I'm going to ask God to use them because God can turn the king of any heart. He can turn any king's heart, and he can use any king for his behalf. So we need to begin to pray the plan of God for whoever's in that government running our country instead of cursing them with our mouths. That's a little side note, girls. You might say, this white girl's up here saying that. I am up here saying that. Because for me, it doesn't matter because I don't care who's in that. I know what the word says. And I trust what the word says. The word says to pray for those that are in authority. That's what the word says. So is this truth or not? You see right there, I challenged your thinking. Because you're, well, that's not my truth. I don't like him. Well, too bad. God doesn't say we don't pray for people we don't like. What does he say? He says we love our enemy. You see how the word does this? It totally debunks everything we want to feel. It debunks everything we want to think through because God says, you're not operating in your own kingdom, girls. Remember that. You're operating now in the spiritual, godly kingdom. And so your ways are no longer your ways. They're my ways, is what God says. So God is saying, I don't need you to trust what's happening with the government. I don't need you to trust what your husband has failed in and or not failed in. I need you to trust in me. I need you to start, begin doing some things. Are you praying like you should be praying? Are you declaring the word of God over your family? Are you praying for our country and our government systems and all the hot mess that we're in constantly? And girls, if you read history, it's never changing. It's just history repeating itself constantly. It's the world systems. We cannot put our trust in those things. God is saying, I've never asked you to trust the world. I've only asked you to trust me. Ephesians 1:13, it says, in him you also trusted. Say it with me. In him you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth. See how God does that? After you heard truth, you trusted it. Right? So I love this. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Listen to this. I'm leaning on this pulpit, right? I'm just hanging out on it. If this table was not here right now, what would happen to me? I would fall. So this would be my own understanding. If I leaned on what I thought, if I leaned on what the world says, if I leaned on the opinions of men and the world systems, which is really the devil systems, as a Christian, this could be swiped out from under me and I would fall. But if I lean on my heart, if I lean on God with my whole heart, you see, God's not after what we think. This is not where God operates. God operates here. Where does Jesus live? In our heart. He lives and he dwells within my heart. God is not seeking those thoughts of ours. No, God is searching and seeking the heart of man. That's what the word says. You see, it's all about our hearts. What are we gathering in our hearts? Is it hatred? Is it malice? Is it frustration? Is it division? That's living in there with Jesus, if you're a Christian. Ooh, they don't blend well. Or because I have Jesus living and dwelling within me and I'm putting all of my trust and I'm leaning on my own understanding, but I'm leaning on him, then I can go beyond in a supernatural realm and do some supernatural things in the kingdom of God. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Our hearts are the most important part of what it is God is looking for us. It's the biggest piece for him. Our hearts will lead us. They will guide us. Listen to this. They will warn you. Have you ever just been like warned, like, don't go there? I've heard, don't get on the freeway right now. I've heard, one time I heard, go downstairs and listen to your kids breathing. I mean, I just woke up and, what? I went and I checked on them, and sure enough, here was my son Titus having croup, and he couldn't breathe. I mean, that's the Holy Spirit warning me. But I heard that in my heart. I need those God moments. I need those Holy Spirit-led moments that I can trust and that I can hear. I remember, it makes me think, Anna, because Anna has a new baby, and I remember when Chloe was born. I lived in this little house, and like the bedrooms were so close to each other, like maybe 5 steps, we were in the next bedroom, you know? And so I had a baby monitor in there, even though I was literally right there. And it was probably a month in, and I'm just listening. You know, the whole, like listening, like I wasn't sleeping because I was listening to her breathing because I'm hearing and I'm reading all of these things that the doctors are pouring into me about SIDS. And, you know, they could just stop breathing in the middle of the night and all. And I mean, I was just like panicking. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to my heart in that moment. He said, are you going to either trust me in this moment or are you going to trust what you're reading? And I went, well, of course I want to trust you. He said, then turn off the monitor. And I was like, no. And he goes, then you don't trust me. And I was like, okay, I turned off the monitor. I turned off that monitor. I never slept so well my whole life that night. I slept so good. My daughter woke up, she was fine. She woke up like 50 times that night, but she was fine every time. And she was breathing just fine, screaming her little guts out. And I never used that monitor again. You know why? Because I then had the Holy Spirit as my monitor for my children. And I would say to the Holy Spirit, are they okay? Like I'd wake up and I'd go, are they okay? Yes, they're fine. I still do that to this day. We live in a new house and you know, everything's in different places and I have these crazy thoughts as mom. Do you ever have those weird crazy thoughts? Like what if someone comes in your house and like breaks in and you don't know? And then my husband's still sleeping and I'm so mad at him right now. And like it didn't even happen, but I'm already mad at Dan. Like, and he gets so mad at me. He's like, seriously, why do you think about these things? And I'm like, I don't know, it's the devil. And so here I go. Yeah, too many CSI episodes. And so here I am. I'm thinking these thoughts. And I remember I'll say to the Holy Spirit now, and it's still this constant conversation with him. Is everybody okay? Yes. Do I need to go downstairs? No. Okay. And then I can go right back to sleep because I began that trust with the Lord when Chloe was first born. I heard the word of truth in my spirit man, and then I could live by it, and I've been anchored in it ever since, and he has saved my children from so many things. I remember one night, he woke me up out of the sleep. He said, you need to pray against meningitis over Micah right now. I went in his room, his chin could not move. He couldn't breathe, he had 106 degree temperature. And I was like, oh my gosh, a meningitis, somebody had it in our church, and it was just really a scare. And I didn't even know what meningitis was. I really didn't know much about it, but I heard that word. I began to pray over him. Right when I laid my hands on him and prayed against it, his fever began to drop. I could feel it. He started sweating and it broke. And he moved his head around and he was like this. And then I was like, I'm not leaving him. And the Lord said, no, sleep in this chair tonight. And you warfare all night long. And I slept in that chair that night and I prayed over Micah. He never got it, but I know it was an attack against him. I know because I heard a word from God. Listen, your spiritual battle is going to either be a victory because you trust in who he is and you lean not on your own understanding, but you, with all of your heart, you lean on him. You will have the victory in your spiritual battles or you will be broke down, busted, disgusted, wondering what happened to your life because you leaned on your knowledge and on what the word of God did not say. And you didn't bring the truth into that situation. Do you see the difference? I hope those stories are helping you understand this. God is after our hearts. He's not after our minds. He's not after our thoughts that can run wild like Pastor Jess with if people are coming in the house. He does not want us to go there. He wants us to think about things that are lined up with him. Our hearts are where he lives and he dwells. And we've learned that the truth of God, it is who he is by nature. You know, God cannot lie. Did you know that? He cannot lie. He is truth. There's no lie that comes from God. So I can believe in anything he says then. It's constant, it's truth, it's been proven time and time and time again. He has proven himself. The prophecies have been fulfilled and they are still being fulfilled. If you read them, it's amazing what God is doing. We are living in some incredible times right now, girls. If you understand the word prophecies being fulfilled, it's so awesome. God has something for us. I have just a little visual that I want to do. So I'm going to ask someone who I think I have a good relationship with. Hopefully she feels the same way. Pastor Michelle, come on up here. Come on up here. I have a game for you. I have a game. But before you even go here, can I get, Trace, can you come up here and put the blindfold on Michelle? But before we do this, Michelle, do you love me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Like, you know I would never hurt you.
Yeah.
Especially in front of everybody. You know that I would never ask you to do something that would be, like, scary, that I didn't know you wouldn't be a victor in the end of it.
Right.
Right? Okay. So do you trust me enough to listen to my voice? And I have three items here. Now, there's, one's gross.
Is it cat food?
I'm not gonna tell you. It's worms. I have worms, which from my front yard, me and the kids picked, and the birds. And I have shredded paper. And I have chocolate chips, okay? So I'm gonna lead you to one.
Okay, okay.
And so you have to follow my guide and my voice to get to the right one,
okay?
So do you trust me enough to do this?
I
will you blindfold her for me?
What if I don't trust myself?
That's a good question. It says don't lean on your own understanding, right? Lean on him in all of his ways. And he will direct your path, Michelle. So I'm gonna be Jesus. Oh, well, okay, take my hand. I'm gonna walk you over here. I'm standing you right behind, there's the table. I'm gonna stand you right behind there. Okay, now I'm gonna take off the lids and show the girls all of these things. These are the chocolate chips, okay? This is the shredded paper. And these are the worms. Okay. Now I'm moving them around because you might have memorized where I put them. Okay. So, Michelle, put your right hand to the right of the table. And yeah, grip the table. Put your left hand to the left of the table and grip the table. Okay. Now get close, lean in. Can you smell? What do you smell? Are you stuffed today? Are you stuffed? Okay. You can't smell anything.
I smell chocolate.
You do? Okay. So where is the chocolate leading you? To the right, to the left, or to the middle? Okay. Why don't you go ahead and touch that glass bowl and take your veil off.
Oh, they're all...
I would never hurt you. I would never lead you to something. See, the world would have put worms in there. The world would have had you eat shredded paper, but not me. I put chocolate in all of them because God only has blessings for you when you follow the direction of the Holy Spirit. You want some chocolate? Go for it. You see, God doesn't set us up for failure. God doesn't put temptation and hell in front of us and say, now go ahead and pick the wrong one. It says lean on him with all our understanding. He's going to direct our path. The Holy Spirit, I love the end of this verse, and it says, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. He's your guide. He's your safety net. He's the one. Did you know he's creative? Do you know that he's all-knowing, that he wraps his arms around you and he wants the best for you? He's not going to package it up all messed up and then send you in with the wolves. He's going to protect you. He's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. But you have to be trusting. You have to understand the truth of God's word so that you know when the Holy Spirit speaks, oh, that's God. Because the enemy is also speaking. And if you don't know what God's word says and you don't trust it, it will be easy for you to follow the leading of what the enemy says because he disguises himself just like these. We put worms on them. We covered them up. You guys thought there were really worms in here, didn't you? That's what the devil does. He packages it. He makes it look really good. And then it's filled with hell, heartbreak, pain, and suffering. God does not bring those things on us. God is the God of truth and wisdom. He is the God that brings comfort and direction in times of need. He is the one who loves us passionately. God wants the best for us. Pastor Michelle, you did so good on that game. Thank you for trusting me. She's all, I'd be fired if I didn't. I'm kidding. When we trust in him, we can rest in him. Sometimes you're a little anxious. You're like worried about everything. You're not sure about anything. And God says, would you stop it? Stop. I've never asked you to be in this panic mode of life. I need you to be in the peace mode of life so you can walk through life in the rest and in the knowledge of who I am, in the truth of what I promised, and you can carry out in a supernatural way what I've asked you to do. Trust will be an anchor in every unstable circumstance in our life. The trust of God's word will be your anchor, will be that steady ship in that wavy sea. I love when Jesus was in the boat and they were all worried about the storm is coming, and what was he doing? Sleeping, because he's not worried. He's God. He speaks to those waves and they stop, right? That's your God. That's who's living inside of you. Let's get a picture of this. That's who you are being asked to trust. That's who the truth of his word lives and dwells inside of you. Then why do I have to be so beat up? You don't. You can switch the page for yourself. Switch your thinking. Get yourself back into faith. Sometimes that's, I've got to change my heart. I've got to change my perspective. I got to get off what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling and what's going through in my life and what's screaming the loudest at you, and back it up with what the word says louder. Back it up with what the word says louder. You are more than a conqueror. You are loved by God. That no weapon formed against you will prosper. You see, you've got to get this stuff in you. So that's what comes up out of you in these wavy moments of life. Trust comes by hearing the truth, the good news of salvation marked with the Holy Spirit. I love that. How do I then apply truth and trust to my life on a daily basis? This is the application of all of this. Number one, you're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. You're going to listen to truth. He's truth. The Holy Spirit will speak truth to your life. He will guide your life. So listen to him. Say, how do I listen to him? Go get Pastor Dan's message. That's a whole nother message. But he talked for 2 weeks about hearing the voice of God. And it was so good, a confirming witness. The still small whisper. That's your spirit man going, don't do that, don't go there. Listen to those things. It's the Holy Spirit guiding you. Number two, trust the Holy Spirit. Trust truth. Trust the truth of God's word. Put all your hope in it. Put everything you have in it. And those deepest, darkest moments when you don't feel that you can, he can. You tap into him. You trust in him. You lean on him. That's what he's there for. And number three, live every day with the Holy Spirit. Live every day in truth. Live every day in the truth of God's word. Every day. I was taking a shower the other day. I don't get the visual of that. And I was praying. It's kind of like the only place is like just quiet for a moment. I said, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say? And he said, thank you for asking me. I said, what do you mean? Of course I'm going to ask you. And he goes, so many times Christians don't even involve me in their everyday. They don't involve me in any aspect of their life until it's too late. And he goes, my heart is to be with them and engaged with them on a daily basis all day long. I'm living inside of them. I'm dwelling with them, but I'm not being engaged. Nor am I being used to the capacity that I should be. And I went, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, because all of us have done that. You get busy, you watch movies, you play with your kids, you make dinner. And sometimes he just wants a, hi, I love you. Hey, thank you for today. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time. That's all he wants. Thank him without ceasing. Remember the beginning of this verse? Thank him without ceasing. Sometimes he just wants. Dan came to me this morning, started talking to me about his weekend message, and he goes, okay, so like random question, which direction do you want me to go? I feel like I've already preached this a lot, and so I'm thinking about moving on. And I said, why are you asking me? Ask the Holy Spirit. He goes, gosh. And I'm like, that's, what does he want? He goes, you're absolutely right. I just wanted your opinion. And I'm like, well, I could pray about it and get back to you. You see, God wants that interaction. He wants that, I don't know, so but let me ask God. I don't know. And you guys can say that to the people you love. You know, let me get back to you. Let me pray on that real quick, and then I'll get back to you. Pastor Michelle was asking me a question in the meeting the other day, and I said, I don't know. Can I pray about that? And she goes, well, yeah. And I'm like, oh. I was feeling like I had to have the answer right then. Sometimes take a break. Go ask the Holy Spirit. Live your everyday with him. That's what he wants. And so now we're going to press in to the Holy Spirit after this. We're going to learn who he is. We're going to learn about his character. We're going to learn all the gifts that he gives. We're going to learn everything about him. But we had to first learn to trust him and to believe in the truth of God's word so that we can grab a hold of what it is that is living on the inside of us. His name is Jesus. And he has left the Holy Spirit to guide us in this life. And so, girls, did you get something from God today? So good.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.